This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Among all the summertime music in the Umpqua Valley, it's the Riverbend Live Series underway on Friday nights at Winston's Riverbend Park. It's Graffiti Week in the Umpqua Valley, so what better group to have than Good Vibrations, Beach Boys tribute band and co-producer, one of the members of the group, Jeff Celentano, is on with us. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So how long has this group been together?
Well, it's got a pretty long history. I actually started the group back when I was in high school in the 90s. We started as a little a cappella group, and various members have come in through the time through the years, and then we turned it into a full band probably around 2005. So yeah, a little over 20 years, like professionally. Well, actually, we were getting paid to sing Beach Boys songs even back when I was in high school. So it's been a long journey with this music.
Now, if you were in high school in the 90s, I'm curious why the Beach Boys. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I always gravitated to older music, like music of the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Monkees, and the Turtles, and all those bands from the 60s, and then, of course, the 70s artists like Elton John and Billy Joel and all the Motown stuff, Stevie Wonder. And, you know, so that's just kind of where my musical taste ended up. Even back then.
Now,
I've learned to appreciate more modern stuff, though.
Yeah. Now, for music, is this a big chunk of what you do, or do you have other interests in life as well?
Well, I mean, I do a lot. So mainly, I've been in the music business since I was a kid. So I figured out a long time ago that if I wanted to make music my living, then I had to actually learn the business side of music. So, aside from just being a performer, I do less performing now and more producing of shows, to where we'll put together these shows, we'll cast these shows, we'll put them on the road. So now I have my hands in multiple shows. And then I've also been in the digital marketing space for 20 years as well. So a lot of those different disciplines go hand in hand.
Now, is the you and the band members, you guys all in the same region of the U.S.?
So we actually have cast members that are spread around all over the place. So I'm based in Las Vegas. Originally, the group started in Las Vegas. We have an interesting history. So we were tapped to be, originally the group 20 plus years ago was tapped to be the backing band for Beach Boy Al Jardine for several years. So we toured with Al for many years. We went to Japan with him. We played a bunch of really great gigs with him. And then, you know, in 2012, the Beach Boys reunited for their 50th anniversary. So we kind of, you know, stopped working with Al, but we had already put together this tribute show. So we had already been going for several years by that point. And then now a lot of our members who have come through Good Vibrations have gone on to play with, like, several of the guys that are currently playing with Mike Love's touring Beach Boys came through my group. I have another band called Pet Sounds Live that plays the entire Beach Boys Pet Sounds album. One of our members from that band was recently recruited into Mike Love's Beach Boys show. So I like to think of our bands as we're kind of like the farm club now. We're the farm club team for whenever any of the original Beach Boys needs younger guys.
Wow. That is a really fascinating path to do all the things that you have done and be, you know, convinced that for a very long period of time, this, you know, is a great mix. It keeps you in the music business and sounds like it keeps you very busy.
Yeah. We're currently running two bands. So, you know, Good Vibrations, Pet Sounds Live, and then I'm in, you know, and then I certainly still work as a hired gun for other tribute bands. I'm in a Bee Gees tribute band out here in Vegas called the Australian Bee Gees. We literally just came back from a gig in Mexico on July 4th. So, I mean, so between the three projects plus anything else that I have going on, I also coach musicians who are trying to get into, like, the music business and break into more of the business side of you know, actually making a living playing music. So I keep pretty busy, but the nice thing is that it's all musically related.
You know, it's so cool to hear that because in all the years I've been around media and different kinds of radio stations and all that, one of the commonalities with a lot of the music folks is they had the passion, they had the drive for the music, but they really left the business into things to other people. And so many times they really got burned that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not to say I haven't made my share of stupid mistakes over the years. Most definitely. But because, again, because I knew even as a teenager that if I wanted to do this for a living, that I had to learn the business side of it and I had to learn how to actually make a living. I always tell people, even my students that I coach, I say, look, they'll teach you how to do the thing, whether you're a musician, a doctor, a lawyer, they'll teach you how to do the thing, but they won't teach you how to make a living doing the thing. And so that comes mostly from a lot of trial and error. And again, making stupid and sometimes very expensive mistakes, which I'm certainly guilty of.
Jeff Celentano with us. Jeff, stay on the line. We're going to hear a segment of one of your tunes.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Jeff Celentano with us from Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys tribute group at Riverbend Live tomorrow night. And Jeff, we've got this thing in the Umpqua Valley this week called Graffiti that's been going on for over 40 years, where the whole region is flooded with old cars. We've got 22 different graffiti events happening around the Umpqua Valley. And gosh, this is just the perfect time for your group to be here tomorrow.
That's very cool, man. Yeah, we love playing where there's car shows or beach-themed, you know, events. It's just, it's fun music. It's a lot of fun. I got to say, it was interesting hearing that song played. Sounds pretty good over the radio. I'm used to hearing that, you know, through, like, you know, studio speakers, and it's great to know that some of these tunes, these recreations, are going to go out over the air. That's very cool. Thanks for playing a few seconds of that. That's
awesome. Yeah, and let's hear a little bit of this one. Vibrations, Beach Boys tribute group, Riverbend Live tomorrow night at Winston's Riverbend Park. Get started at 7. So, Jeff, what can people expect in your show tomorrow night?
Well, I'll give you the little soundbite. They can expect a lot of good vibrations and fun. You know, music that they know and love that will multi-generational. It's timeless. Everybody's going to know pretty much every word to every song. And it's great music for bringing multiple generations together. You're going to see older folks. You're going to see younger folks. Everybody loves this music, and that's why it continues to live 60-plus years, you know, into the future.
Gosh, did you have to say 60 years?
Well, it's funny. The Pet Sounds record came out in May of 66, and the Beach Boys started in 62. So there you go. So that's how long that music's been out there.
Oh, boy. That makes some of us working here and many people listening suddenly feeling older. But yet at the same time, this music really does cross so many generations and, you know, the teenagers, 20s, 30s, all of it too.
We've played shows. We did a show last year, last September, at Southern Utah University, and there were like 3,000 college kids like moshing to this stuff. It was so surreal. It was the coolest thing and also the weirdest thing at the same time. And then we see every generation out there over the years, as have the Beach Boys.
Wow, it's going to be good tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Winston's Riverbend Park. Get there early and get ready for Good Vibrations. Jeff Celentano, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Should be an awesome show. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you so much. I hope everybody has a great time.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.